15. And guys, let's be honest, coronavirus is bringing families together in the family household more than ever, but maybe not couples physically and romantically, because you're worried about the kids, you're worried about the elderly parents and that as well. So maybe we need a bit of help with the spark. What do you reckon?
Yeah, why not?
I thought we'd catch up with Debbie Rivers from daretodate.com.au and talk about reigniting the spark. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, Debbie, we all get caught up in our lives and people with kids and jobs and things to do, and sometimes that means that you forget to put a bit of time into your relationship. But now that we're being forced to, what can we do? Because lots of people might feel that, say, sex doesn't matter if you have a great friendship, but what does the research suggest about that?
Okay, so look, it's really the opposite. When you have a good sex life, you have a better relationship. And look, this time is the perfect time to reignite the spark, because we're not so busy. We don't have so much else to do.
Yes, that's a great idea, Debbie. But I have to be careful even as I ask this question, because I have my stepdaughter in the kitchen with me.
Uh-oh.
It is a weird time. How do couples keep that going with the pressures of having, you know, people in close proximity?
Okay, look, I think it's coming back to the simple things. Like when you first met, you'll connect and you'll kiss and you'll touch and you'll talk a lot. So going back to the stuff you do outside of the bedroom is important. And the research found that couples that kiss often have better relationships, better sex lives. So it can be the simple things of touching, appreciating each other, which we forget to do when we're really busy.
Hey, Deb, is there anything to the fact that, I mean, I know that this can be an issue for people, especially when they're stressed, and that's not really a great aphrodisiac, but is there a chance we could, if we could turn this around, we'll have a whole lot of COVID babies, not name that, of course.
Yeah, look, I definitely think, and look, it's a good way to relieve the stress, but I think if you have some fun with each other, like find some ways, and I know it is challenging when you've got kids, but find some way to have fun and flirt with each other. So take, you know, the outcome out of it, but find some ways to build more fun in simple little ways. And yeah, I'd say that there could be a whole lot of babies at the end of 9 months.
Well, I know too, Debbie, that some friends have said to me, you know, they might have been in a routine for a while and they don't get physically intimate with their partner very often. And then they find it confronting to ignite something, because they say, well, I'm not just going to suddenly start dressing up or start, you know, because it will seem out of our normal lives. How do you break that cycle? Is it better just to say, look, you know, get rid of the elephant in the room and just talk about it with your partner and go, hey, what can we do to make this a bit more exciting?
Well, yeah, definitely. Look, the research found that people that talk about sex and are able to talk about what they like and what they don't like had a better sex life and more orgasms as well for the women. So being able to be more open about things and having some of those conversations will make it better. I mean, the average couple up until now has probably only spent 35 minutes in conversation together. So you've got more time than ever before to get to know each other again. And I think sometimes we assume that we know everything about the person we're with, but we don't. I often talk to couples that have been married for like 35 years, and you'll ask them simple questions about each other, like what's their favourite chocolate bar, and they have no idea. So you can kind of take this time to go back to the basics and kind of discover what's surprising about your partner. I don't know if you guys have seen the 36 questions to fall in love that was done by a psychologist. You could actually go through those questions and re-explore getting to know each other. And when you do that, you build that intimacy, as well as, you know, taking the time to appreciate each other and say things to each other that you wouldn't usually say. And I think housework and chores can be, you know, the research found that passion killers is people being too exhausted and stressed. So if you can find a way to help each other around the house, you'll, you know, it'll improve your love life. And I think that women are really guilty of speaking hint and men don't speak it. So being able to be a lot more direct and appreciating each other builds the other areas of your life. So instead of just thinking about what you like about your partner, start telling them what you like and, you know, saying all of the things that you like and appreciate them and touch without any expectation of an outcome.
No, you're absolutely right, Debbie. If there's one thing I've learned in my 50 years on this planet, it's amazing what running a vacuum around the house can do for you.
Yeah, especially in his French maid outfit.
Yeah,
that's a big help.
Get me going. and Debbie, Kimber mentioned the drought there. People have a bit of a drought going on, and they mentioned the elephant in the room. Last time in the bedroom, I mentioned the word elephant, and I didn't get any action for 8 weeks. Which was a real one. But you do have to be careful with language, don't you?
Language makes all the difference. And I think maybe don't talk about some things in the bedroom, talk about them outside.
Okay. Beautiful. Yes. Hey, Debbie, thanks for your help this morning. We all appreciate it. Well done.
No problem. Take care.
Debbie Rivers from daretodate.com.au. It's just gone 8:20.